Good morning. It's Tuesday and I've just been swimming, which only actually happened because I'm not like the born, you know, Miss Sporty Spice. It only actually happened because I left at the same time as my son on the same bus. So there was none of this putting things off until later. I'm sure you all know about that little problem. So, of course, as is sometimes the case, I was so busy doing the vocabulary for my clients that I missed the stop. So now I have a blessing because I now get the opportunity to walk back to my proper bus route. And this involves, which is why I say it's a blessing, because I get to walk through a really lovely park area. Very quiet, very relaxing, and this will kind of give me that little bit more exercise. So, you know, maybe you believe in fate, maybe that's what this is. So, this morning then, I will be getting the third episode of my podcast up and running, and I'm quite excited about this new podcast, but on the other hand, little cuties in the thing, and mummy cycling a bike, she looks very, very tired. I suspect those toddlers have been up quite a lot of the night, but she was still listening very attentively and, you know, saying aha in the right places. I love that. Isn't being a parent fab? Anyway, so this morning then I need to get back to my episode 3, and I wrote the script whilst I was waiting for my son to finish yoga, and then I spoke it yesterday. So yesterday was the Monday. Today I will, well, I've already edited actually, I kind of sneakily did that yesterday. Today I need to add the music and do the show notes and stuff like that, and then tomorrow I should be ready to, you know, going to Podigy. Thank you, Podigy. You make my life so much easier. And they can do their magic and it'll be done. So that would be fantastic. So I've cut myself a bit of slack this month. Originally, I was going to be in Australia for a cousin's 50th birthday. And that didn't work out, partly because I was being a scaredy cat. Partly because of the Brexit, there was a mix-up with my passport and German, blah, blah. Anyway, I won't go into details, but that was partly the reason. So, but as a result, I could have just filled up my January with other clients and appointments and things. You know, that's always easy to do. But I was very, very, yeah, self-controlled for once. Not something I'm good at, but I'm working on it. And I decided to cut myself a bit of slack and leave the time that I needed to get this podcast up and running, to get into the groove of editing it and the procedures and, you know, the practice of being in front of the microphone. Because when you start these things, it's not always that easy and you have to do a few takes sometimes. And I, like anybody else, makes mistakes and, well, I get my tongue in a wangle. So it's a good idea to allow more time. And normally I wouldn't do that. So I'm quite proud of myself very proud of myself for doing that. So I'm just asking you now, if you had a little bit more time. I've probably saved about 5 hours a week, plus travel time. It's probably more like 10 hours a week, actually, by not stuffing my January full of clients. What could you do if you had 10 hours more to bring your business closer to your goals? You know, if you really put your mind to it, if you really use those 5 or 10 hours, what would you do? So what I'd like you to do is let me know. Send me an email to info@bitesizeenglish.com or reply below. Speak to you soon. Bye, it's Corinne Wilhelm from Bite Sized English. Oh, where is it?